It's that time of the year. And so we want to welcome Phil Breidenbaugh from Belfont Victorian Christmas. Phil, welcome.
Well, thank you. Glad to be here.
Thanks for coming in. This is always a terrific event. I don't know. Can you find a way to freeze the snow so it hangs around till next weekend?
It is a wonderful setting right now.
Yeah. Well, we like snow when it's here, but we prefer it not to be on the ground, just in the air, because in the ground sometimes can make it more challenging for walking around.
The sled dog races or something. Isn't that in here? I don't know.
No.
All right. Let's get some basics. First off, Phil, tell us something about yourself, if you would.
Yeah. I live in Belfont. I actually moved in here from Lancaster, PA a few years ago. My wife and I started a bed and breakfast in Belfont, and I was able to get involved in some of the activities in the Belfont area. I really enjoy participating and with all the other folks and organizations that put together many of the activities that go on in our town, and we think it has a lot to show off and for other people to visit and see. So it's been fun getting involved in a new way.
Okay. Let's start with basics, I guess. The Belfont Victorian Christmas is not this weekend, but next weekend. Go over some of the basics, like dates and stuff.
Yeah, sure. It's next weekend. It's always the second full weekend in December, so it's kind of a clean way to remember it. So it's next weekend, Friday night, the 12th, 13th, and 14th. So we have stuff going on all 3 days. The opening is at 6 p.m. on Friday night. We have an open. It's outside, outside of Howard Street, if you know where the Miles Humes house is right there. We have an opening on the street there. We have a local magician that comes in. We have some actors that are there. The Belfont Presbyterian Church and Lion Club help provide some food and hot drinks for the street. And then we have some music. The Victorian Brass plays some music off the porch, and then the mayor makes a proclamation, and that sort of kicks it off. That night we do have a free concert at the Belfont Presbyterian Church. The theme for this year's Victorian Christmas is It's a Wonderful Life in Belfont. And so we have loosely tied some activities to the movie, which is most people are familiar with. And we have a Jimmy Stewart impersonator that's coming in to do a short little one-person skit in the church before the concert called It's Wonderful Life in Belfont. So we're sort of very interested in seeing that. I think that'll be fun. And that then right after him is the Belfont Victorian Christmas Choir does their annual concert. So that should be a fun kickoff.
I was going to say, if you're bringing Jimmy Stewart back from the dead, now that would be quite a twist.
Yeah, right? No, just his impersonator. It's sort of, from Indiana, PA, because they have such a big following of
Indiana. Okay. Now, for folks who aren't familiar, this is the Belfont Victorian Christmas. What's the Victorian angle? Why that?
Yeah, sure. Well, the town has a lot of Victorian architecture, and sure, that kind of leads the way. And this is our 44th year, and obviously I've only been involved in the last four or so, so I wasn't involved at the very beginning. But, they're really trying to capitalize on that, and there was a period of time where many people dressed up in Victorian outfits, and we still do have that to some extent, but that's somewhat faded some, and there are still some people that do walk around. But it's really trying to capitalize on some of the Victorian architecture that's in the town and sort of that time period.
All right. So the opening is on Friday. Now, folks, again, the 12th, not this Friday, not tomorrow, the 12th. What are some other things besides once you get into Saturday and Sunday?
Sure, yeah. Well, I think I would characterize it in a couple ways. We do have ticketed events, but many of those are actually sold out at this point. But there's many things for people to do. So I would characterize it in it's a great shopping and browsing opportunity. We have a lot of unique shops in Belfont where people can visit. We also put on an arts and crafts show by the local Belfont Historical and Cultural Arts. Does an arts and craft show inside the Y, but then we also have an outside winter market in Talleyrand Park on Saturday, and of course they're all free and you can browse around all three of those. There's also the Lambert Hall has a craft show too, so there's plenty of places to browse and shop. The other thing I would highlight from a free perspective is we have music all weekend. I'm already mentioned about the concert on Friday night. Then on Saturday at the Catholic Church, we have what's called Youth in Harmony. So we have some young musicians. So we call it the next generation musicians have concerts during the day there. And then we have a new thing this year we're doing is called the Christmas Sound Walk. And we're trying to take a look at we have some historical churches in Belfont. And we've set up a sort of a progressive tour. So at noon at the Trinity Church, they'll have a historical talk about the building and then a concert following it. And then at 2 o'clock, it moves to the Episcopal Church, where they'll talk about their church building and some historical aspects of their church building, and then a concert that they've planned, and then moves on to the United Church of Christ just around the corner, and they talk about their church. So there's some really unique buildings, and yeah. We're trying to give an opportunity where some people can see some of those buildings and really engage in the history and also hear some music. And there, of course, there'll be refreshments, too. And you get warm. If it's cold, you're going to get in a church and be warm.
Don't forget the refreshments.
Yeah, and then on Sunday, there's additional concerts that are available. The community band plays at the high school at 2 o'clock. Faith Church has a musical at 4 o'clock. And then the Catholic Church has their parish at 6 o'clock, their parish concert. So, you know, that music theme kind of runs through there. It's all free, and so people can see that if they don't have tickets. There are still a couple of things that have tickets. The train, we do train rides that weekend. They're a huge hit. I think there's not as many on Sunday, maybe, but I think there's still some on Saturday, so we encourage people to take a look at that. That's also always a very popular event. The carriage rides, there's only a few slots left. They're mostly filled up. Victorian Teas, the bed and breakfast host Victorian Teas on Saturday and Sunday, and I know there's a few slots left there, but some of the other ticket events are sold out at this point.
Not surprising.
you brought us a there's a program. You brought us a program. By the way, where can people get a program?
The programs are going to be in various locations. I would hit the grocery stores in the area. They're typically a high traffic area, but if you go to our website at www.belfontvictorianchristmas.com, it has all the information there. And then there's a drop down menu for visitor information, and the guide is there electronically. You can pull it up and look at it online if you couldn't find one, but all the information, the guide is on the website too. And then the other places, if you would follow us at Facebook, some of the updates, and if there's any late changes, often it might appear there first.
Okay. Yeah, I've got a program here. I'm a sucker for trains.
Yeah.
I love the trains, and the trains are in here, and I'm like, oh, yes.
Yeah, one other train thing that's very popular is at Bell Mercantile. In the back, there's the Curtain and Armor Model Railroad that's put together. That's been going on for several years. It just improves every year. Dave Provan, one of the co-chairs, puts a lot of work. Him and his other friend, Dave, they make a really neat. If you're in town, you do not want to miss that. It's for adults and kids. It's quite large, and they've added things every year. It gives a look of Old Town with multiple trains, and there's I won't say it, but there's even a new surprise transportation mode there that's in the town this year. So I would definitely want you to highlight that. If you're a train enthusiast, don't miss that.
Okay, come on. You can't leave us hanging.
I think I am.
What is this?
Yeah, it's, if you go in, I think you'll pick it up. I don't think you'll miss it if you show up.
It will be pretty obvious.
It will be obvious, and it's a certain heritage to Belfont. If you know some of the heritage of Belfont and some of what's going on, I think you'll be able to pick up it. I'd use the hint airmail.
There you go.
Oh, I thought it was the Victorian warp drive.
No.
Rocket ship or something. Okay.
No.
We haven't gotten that far yet.
Not yet.
That's fine. How many people are involved with this, Phil?
Well, we look at it as a community event. In our core group of planning that, we start planning, we'll have after the event in January, we'll have like kind of a wrap up, but we'll be starting the planning, in May. And that core group is probably 7-8 people. But all the things that gone on, there's an event called Breakfast with Santa. It's up at the Faith Church. They have kids in there, breakfast. They have Santa. They have crafts. And we really don't do anything but help sponsor some of the activities, from funding. But they put all the effort together and take care of it. And so just like that, there's many other the ticketed events where people are putting in a lot of effort outside our group. So we try to look at it as sort of a clearinghouse where we try to gather everything that's going on in the community for that weekend and publicize it, try to communicate it accurately and make sure it's available. CPI does Festival of Trees. It's an event over there, a fundraiser for the students and programs at CPI. And so we don't do a lot except for just publicize it and try to make sure people know about it so they don't miss it.
Yeah, it's fantastic. As you said, just truly a community event, something
That's
there
right.
for truly for everybody.
And so many people involved. So to answer your question, it's a little hard to say, hey, there's like eight of us that maybe try to pull all that together and do some of the core planning, but there's many other organizations and people in the community that help rally around and make sure it's a worthwhile and a rewarding way to spend your weekend.
Now, you mentioned there's some ticketed events that are already sold out, but there are some other ticketed events that still have, I guess, openings, right?
Yeah.
And would that be on the website?
It would be. And if you look at the website, you can see the ones that are sold out. I kind of mentioned them, I think, already, the Victorian Tees and the trains. And there are a few carriage rides left. And when I say probably half a dozen to a dozen left over the course of 200 and some. So those are most of them. I'm thinking of the ones that remain.
Wow.
But take a look at that. That'll give you the most updated ideas about it. I mean, Breakfast with Santa has a ticket, but it's at the door and there's never a problem. People can get in. So some of them, if they're sold out, it says there. So we don't want people to be frustrated to try to go to it and see that it's not available.
But there are still plenty of activities if folks just show up.
That's right.
Plenty of things to do next weekend.
That's right, yeah. Yeah, so I try to highlight the opening, all those concerts, the browsing, the shopping, the train layout. Santa comes to town. If you have kids, he'll be in his Santa house all weekend. Or if you're a grown-up and you want to see him, you have a special gift you're wishing for this year, you can see him there. There's a gingerbread house contest that'll be on display. So there's plenty of things to see and do. The one thing I would highlight on Saturday, and if you know in Bellefonte, it's, parking can be a challenge, particularly when there's a lot of people. We do have free parking up at the high school. And then we have a shuttle that runs down to from the high school downtown to drop you off. And then we have an in-town trolley that'll move around downtown to help people move around. We know it's cold and the town's a little hilly sometimes. So we have some transportation there that's free on Saturday to help with the parking.
So it would be wise, I'm thinking, to park at Bellefonte High School and use the shuttle service.
Unless you're lucky and you find one at the municipal or on the streets, but you definitely ought to plan for that if you didn't find anything, because it gets a little crowded downtown, particularly a little later in the day. Yeah, that's just meant to relieve some of that traffic challenge.
My lottery ticket totally struck out again last night, so I'm not lucky, Phil.
Okay.
All right.
Or maybe you're due.
Take the shuttle, all right? Mention the website address one more time.
Yeah, it's www.bellefontevictoriancristmas.com, and we go ahead and look at that. Take a look at our sponsors. We always want to remember the folks that supported us. They're on there. The Happy Valley Venture Bureau has given us a grant to help promote the activity. That's been very supportive. North Shore Railroad's one of our corporate sponsors.
Cool.
So the trains are involved there. And so take a look at that. They've been very, very supportive. And talk about community support, the sponsorship and the folks that advertise in our booklets are one of our – they're part of the team.
Well, Phil, good luck next weekend.
Thanks.
Yeah,
hope to see you there.
It's supposed to snow again next week.
Yeah, we're already looking at contingencies. That's you mentioned about the snow. Yeah, even the snow and the temperature. The temperature's supposed to be cold, so melting might be challenging. So
okay.
Have to look at that.
Very Victorian,
yeah.
I don't know, I
yep.
suppose. Hey, thanks for coming in. We appreciate it.
Yes. Thanks for having
Thank
me.
Thank you.